This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian officials say Russia is mustering its military might in the country's Luhansk region. Kyiv suspects the movements are preparation for an offensive in the eastern province as the anniversary of Moscow's invasion approaches. The province's governor says Kremlin forces were expelling residents near Russian-held parts of the front line so they can't provide information about troop deployments. Turkey, which has been holding off on approving Sweden and Finland's membership in the Western Military Alliance, NATO, has been infuriated by demonstrations in Stockholm by activists who have burned the Quran. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has reaffirmed that Turkey won't allow Sweden to join the NATO military alliance as long as it permits protests desecrating Islam's holy book to take place. Erdogan says in a speech to his ruling party's legislators, Sweden, don't even bother. As long as you allow my holy book to be burned and torn, and you do so together with your security forces, we will not say yes to your entry. Ankara has indefinitely postponed a key meeting in Brussels that would have discussed the two Nordic countries' entry into NATO. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Meanwhile, the Israeli military said a rocket launched from Gaza was intercepted on Wednesday, a day after the United States appealed to all sides to calm escalating violence in Israel and the occupied West Bank. Israel's ambulance service said one woman slipped and fell while running to a shelter, but no damage was reported. There was no claim of responsibility from either Hamas or the smaller Islamic Jihad movement, which fired rockets at Israel last week. This is VOA News. A warehouse in Belgium full of Leopard 1 tanks is stirring debate because they could be retrofitted for use in the battlefield. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
Freddy Vasselaers wants to sell them, but does not like to be called an arms dealer. But buying and selling weapons is part of his business too.
Yes, we bought this approximately 8 years ago in the market.
It's these tanks that have brought him into the spotlight, as he is engaged in a public battle with the Belgian government over the possibility of sending them to Ukraine. While Ukraine's allies have pledged to send tanks to help Ukraine repel Russia's invasion, Belgium has not joined the group, for one reason above all. It doesn't have any tanks left. It sold the last 50 it had to Vasselaers' company more than 5 years ago.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Officials say U.S. President Joe Biden's vacation home was searched by the Federal Bureau of Investigation on Wednesday, the latest voluntary search concerning the removal of classified documents. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington has details.
No documents with classified markings were found during Wednesday morning's search of the Biden family vacation home at a Delaware beach, according Bob Bauer, the president's personal lawyer. He says investigators did remove some materials, including handwritten notes from Biden's time as vice president. The latest search was conducted in cooperation with Biden and his legal team. The Justice Department launched an investigation after the president's lawyers found classified papers in a think tank office Biden used after leaving the vice presidency. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Pope Francis heard harrowing accounts from victims of conflict in Democratic Republic of Congo on Wednesday, including rape, amputation, forced cannibalism, and sexual slavery, and he condemned the atrocities as war crimes. At the Vatican's embassy in the capital, Kinshasa, victim after victim told their story to the pontiff before laying down objects symbolizing their suffering, such as a machete or a dagger before a large wooden crucifix. In the U.S. southern state of Tennessee, Tyrese Nichols' family and friends have gathered for a funeral that's blending a celebration of his life with outrage over the brutal beating he endured at the hands of the Memphis police and heeded calls for police reform. The Reverend Al Sharpton and U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris both delivered impassioned speeches Wednesday, calling on Congress to pass a package of reforms. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA